4. The greatness of prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5th chapter 16th verse. Let my prayer come before thee, Psalm. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, Psalm 141, 2nd verse. One should prefer prayer over all other things. Martha is cumbered about much serving the Lord, while at his feet sits Mary. In both sisters, marvelous diligence is apparent, but you must distinguish matters. The Lord approved the diligence of both women, but he preferred Mary over Martha. Martha is the image of active server to others. Mary is the image of contemplative standing before God in prayer. Emulate whichever you wish. By one and by the other, you will acquire the fruit of salvation. Yet the latter is higher than the former. Mary has chosen that good part. Luke 10, chapter 42nd verse. If you too wish to be in a repository of the mystery of Christ, sit at his feet and remain in prayerful contemplation of him, St. Basil the Great. There is nothing more powerful than prayer. There is nothing equal to it. A king dressed in a royal purple is not as splendid as he who is adorned by conversation with God. For if anyone in the presence of the entire army, commanders, and various officials approached the king and began to speak with him one on one, then the gaze of all would be directed at him, and in their eyes he would be particularly worthy of distinction and esteem. It is likewise with him who prays. Just imagine how it is for a man, a mere mortal, in the presence of angels, before the archangels, seraphim and cherubim, and of all the other incorporeal powers, to have the great boldness and approach and speak with a king of those powers. With what possible honor is he then not adorned? St. John Chrysostom. What must one seek above all else? That a man be vouchsafed to constantly remain in prayer. For as soon as he achieves this, he is ascended to the height of all virtues, and has then become a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, St. Isaac the Syrian. How and the great, holy and great is the salvific labor of prayer. It is foremost and first among all monastic labors. All other podviks are subservient to this podvik, for they are undertaken in order that the podvik of prayer should be accomplished more successfully, so that the fruits of prayer be more abundant. The chief of all pious living, said St. Macari the Great, and the summit of all good deeds is to constantly be in prayer. Bishop Ignatius. Beloved Christians, taste and see how our Lord is good. Psalm 34, 9th verse. Not only does he permit us unworthy and sinful ones to approach him, but he draws us, and not only draws us to himself, but also teaches us how we should come to him and pray, as the Lord's Prayer shows us, about which Christ said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, Matthew 6, chapter 9, verse. And after which matter? Our Father. In other words, call God your Father. And who are we? We are humans who have angered him. We are unprofitable slaves, sinners, earth and ashes. O our greatly merciful God, whoever we may, wherever we may turn, your goodness meets us, and no matter what we look upon, everywhere we find cause to marvel at the utter richness of your goodness. We are prompted to pray by the undoubted promise of our prayer being heard. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. He will give it you. John 16, chapter 23, verse Tikhon of Zadon's. Prayer in beginners is like a fire of joy leaping out of the heart, but in those who are perfected it is like a fragrant light working within him. Or again, prayer is in the preaching of the apostles the action of faith, sincere, artless faith being better. Prayer is the basis of hope, the enlivening of love, the movement of angels, the power of incorporeal beings, their occupation and joy, the gospel of God, the announcement of the heart, the hope of salvation, the banner of sanctification, the symbol of holiness, and the knowing of God, the finding of baptism or the cleansing of the font of regeneration, the betrothal to the Holy Spirit, the rejoicing of Jesus, the gladness of the soul, the mercy of God, the sign of reconciliation, the seal of Christ, the ray of the mental sun, the day star of hearts, the confirmation of Christianity, the indication of God's reconciliation, the grace of God, the wisdom of God, the better beginning of self-wisdom, the appearance of God, the occupation of monastics, the life of those who keep silence, the cause of silence, the attribute of angelic life. And why should so much be said? Prayer is God accomplishing everything in everyone, just as the action of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one, accomplishing all in Jesus Christ, St. Gregory of Sinai. Prayer is a great occupation. The holy apostles, for the sake of prayer and serving the world, turned away from serving the bodily needs of their neighbor. It is not reason, they said, that we should leave the word of God and serve tables, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Acts 6, chapter 2nd to 4th verse. That is, in conversation with God through prayer and in the conversation concerning God with their neighbor, announcing to them the trihypostatic God and God incarnate, the Word, Bishop Ignatius. What human position can be higher or can be compared to the position of a person who is permitted to enter a conversation through prayer with the King of Kings, with the God of Gods, with the Creator and Sovereign Master of all things, visible and invisible, of all physical and spiritual creatures?